The Snow Garden by Christopher Rice. For Lainey, who remembers her dreams, and Josh, who inspired some of mine. Prologue, Inverness Creek, March 1983. Groping at the icy tree trunks and pushing branches from his face, he followed the sound of water flowing against the ice until it brought him to the edge of Inverness Creek. The haggard elms stood in regiments along the sloping banks of ice-slick mud. Veils of snow danced on contrary gusts of wind before vanishing into ice punctuated by sudden black pools of creek water that looked like the evidence of a giant fist. The music of Fraternity Green was an eerie, distant suggestion far behind him. Drunken bursts of laughter and delighted squeals of young women, underscored by the bass thud of a stereo, barely filtered through the thicket of trees to where he stood, steadying himself on a branch, staring down at Pamela Milford. She was lying face down on a sheet of ice that bobbed in the struggling current, her blonde hair fanned forward from her head. A few strands draped the side of her face where her cheek puffed against the upward press of the ice, the corner of her mouth opened slightly, as if she were trying to draw breath. One arm was pinned beneath her chest, the other was frozen in mid-reach for the far bank. Her right leg shot outward at an awkward angle from her body. A miniature geyser erupted around the toe of the boot on her left foot, water spilling over the top of the ice, a puncture that revealed the frailty of the sheet she lay on. From this distance, the red trail extending out from her neck could have easily been mistaken for blood. He knew better. With a gloved hand, he caressed the branch he held for balance, then yanked it hard. The branch broke free. As he descended the bank, she was trying in vain to lift her head. It was no use. Each attempt brought her cheek smacking back to the ice, and she let out a groan. He didn't have time to linger on the details of this image, no matter how much the sight of this broken woman chased the sting of betrayal from his veins. With both feet planted on the bank, he focused his attention on the claw-like branch as he extended it over the ice, gripping it with both hands. Pamela gazed drowsily into the ice and erupted into muffled sobs, coughing weakly with each ice-laced breath. The twig tickled the back of her neck. She went to bat it away and missed. When it caught the back of her scarf, his heart thumped and he tightened his grip on the branch, pulling and tugging until it came free. The tails of red cashmere tossed in the wind as he lifted the branch high and out of her reach, retracting it slowly so it...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?